Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in John Erlinghauser. He is the advocacy director for AARP and has some good dirt on Nora Duncan. We hope. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, I got a lot of dirt on Nora. We went to college together back in the day at UConn.
Did you really?
And it's heyday.
Oh, okay. All right. That's it. You just said enough there. I don't think we have to go into it any further.
Yeah, let's not.
So we talked. We talked with an Eversource rep on Wednesday about the rate hike. People are amazed when they open their power bills and see how the prices have gone up. And now it appears that Eversource is trying to put the blame on Millstone, and now Millstone's trying to put the blame on Eversource. Where do you see this thing breaking down?
I think there's plenty of blame to go around. I certainly think a major factor in this rate increase is the Millstone deal. I came on and spoke, Ray, many times on the program back in 2016, 2017, and talked about how much of an impact this deal was going to have on ratepayers. And, now we're seeing some of that impact. Now, I certainly don't think that's the total reason people are seeing increased bills. Obviously, some of what the governor said is true about, increased usage as well as Eversource is saying. We're in the middle of a heat wave, and I know my air conditioner's humming 24/7. So that's certainly a factor, but it can't be denied that the Millstone deal is having an impact. And, there are other things, and I'm glad that PURA is going to get to the bottom of it. This was kind of forced upon everybody through a legislative action. But I'm glad they're going to do a review of all the charges so we can see, how all of these things are impacting ratepayers. Because, we signed a big deal for wind, and we haven't even talked about the fact that that's going to have another impact on ratepayers.
Hey, John,
coming up.
I hate to interrupt, but is natural, one of the reasons that basically Dominion gives for, the higher price is because natural gas is becoming more competitive. Is it Absolutely. Subsidized in this state?
So, no. So this deal is actually, if you unravel it, and this was the case we made, the deal with Millstone is a subsidization of Millstone. They are very proud of the fact that they got a deal with the state for 4.99 cents, which they say is that much less than standard service. But the fact of the matter is that power that Eversource and United Illuminating is under contract and under state law required to purchase, it doesn't go directly to customers. It gets resold back out to the market because UI and Eversource can't sell power to customers directly as part of deregulation. Natural gas prices in the wholesale market have plummeted because of fracking and things like that, and that sets the clearing price. So back when I was on your show a couple of years ago, a few times, I talked about the fact that they were making historic profits when natural gas prices were high. But with the new technology and that has driven down natural gas prices, they weren't making those kinds of profits. So the 4.99 cents that the state's guaranteeing them is so much more than they would get if they sent it out to the market to buy. So the difference between what Millstone is getting for the power and Eversource has to sell it back into the market, that difference is going directly to customers. I mean, there's no reasonable person who should think Eversource should have to eat all of that because of a deal the state is forcing upon them. Now, I certainly think Eversource makes too much profit. I think, we fight them at every rate increase that they've ever put forward since I've been at AARP. There are big problems. I'm not here to defend Eversource, but what I can say, there is no way to deny that this deal is having an impact on rates. It went into effect in July. I live in the UI territory. It's going to start impacting our bills next month in August when that bill cycle starts filtering around and people down my neck of the woods start seeing the impact. So, you know, I'm glad policymakers are calling for a review of all of the charges that are on the distribution side of the bill, but I'm very confident they're going to find that a major factor that's driving this is the Millstone deal.
Can Pura walk back the rate hikes?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they can do. There are all kinds of different ways they can potentially do things. Now, we called in one of the dockets dealing with the Attorney General's petition on the pandemic was for them to suspend all of the surcharges that are being put forward on ratepayers. You know, because let's face it, I don't think there are a ton of people going out there trying to put solar panels on the roof. I mean, you know, a guy came to my door, I wouldn't answer the door because he came to my door without a mask. I have a lot of concerns, and so we felt all of these surcharges on people's bills during a pandemic when they're unemployed, you know, should have been suspended. So there are things they can do. And you know, you could look at going back to what they did a few years back and put a generation tax on Millstone so we could recoup some of the money that way, which is what they did in the past. So there are things that could be done, but I think we really need to, you know, for the first time, look at this in a way that actually demonstrates how all of these policy decisions that Connecticut is making are having a real impact on rates. You know, there's a reason why we pay some of the, well, we actually pay the highest rates in all of the continental United States. And there are reasons for it. Some of them are geography and infrastructure, but a lot of them are policy decisions that we make, you know, that impact some areas in a good way. You know, we're not out here to, you know, to tear down environmental consciousness, but you have to have balance and look at how it impacts ratepayers and their bills on the other side. And, you know, too often that gets, you know, brushed under the rug. So I'm very pleased that we're going to get this comprehensive review of those charges over at Pura, and I commend legislators for calling for that to be done. But this finger pointing is got to stop because, you know, we were very clear about how this Millstone deal would impact ratepayers. But, you know, Eversource is not, as they say in the court, in the legal game, is not without clean hands. So there are plenty of blame to go around.
All right. We will have to see how this turns out, but hopefully for the consumer, it turns out in our favor. John, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us talk about this, and stay safe. We'll visit again soon.
Appreciate you guys bringing it to light. Thanks.
All right. John Erlinghauser, advocacy director at AARP. Well, it'll be interesting to see if they can walk them back, but that doesn't mean...
that's the question.
Well, but see, and I don't think it means people are going to get their money back, you know, from the money that they've already put down, so...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.